You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who enjoys the process of moving. But what if you could connect with someone who not only wants to help, but has the truck to make the whole thing easier? And we welcome into the studio the three men in charge of Buddy Truck, an app that launched 2 months ago to make moving more pleasant.
I'm Brian Foley. I am the founder and CEO of Buddy Truck.
I'm Adam Jacobs. I'm the content director for Buddy Truck.
I'm Russell Tuckman. I am the co-founder and director of business development for Buddy Truck.
And what exactly is Buddy Truck to someone who has never heard of it?
So Buddy Truck is a mobile app that allows the users to connect with a buddy who has a truck in the neighborhood if they need help moving a large item, like a couch or a mattress or a kayak or surfboard.
And how did this idea come about?
So I had just graduated from Pepperdine at the time, and I found a house for Craigslist with a room for rent in Santa Monica. Wanted to live close to the beach, so packed up all my stuff into my car except for my mattress. I ended up having to rent a 14-foot U-Haul for one mattress, was trying to parallel park the U-Haul in front of the house, and I ended up crashing it into the car behind me and ripping off the bumper of the car. And then when I went up to introduce myself to my new roommates, who I'd never met, I found out it was my roommate's car. And it made for like the most awkward first impression of all time, and all I needed was a buddy with a truck. And we figured that if we didn't do it, someone else would, and that's just unacceptable. So it started that day.
All three of us individually have moved five or six times on our own, had not so great moving experiences. So we all figured out a way. We all wanted to figure out a way to make that better for everyone, not just us.
And this app immediately, when I first heard about it, it sounds basically like Uber or Lyft for moving. I know they've been getting a lot of flack from cab companies in their cities. Have you guys been experiencing any pushback from moving companies or something else?
It depends. For moving companies, not so much. One of the biggest issues for Uber and Lyft is they deal with the taxi unions, which isn't something we have to deal with. We more so have to deal with individual companies, U-Haul, Budget, things like that, that actually are a little bit different than our model. But right now, the competition isn't actually direct. It's nice to have a little bit of an indirect competition, but still pushes us in the right direction.
What happens if someone gets hurt carrying a piece of furniture?
It depends on each transaction, but we have insurances across the board to protect the user, the drivers, the company themselves, and all parties involved.
And the cargo.
And the cargo itself. So that way, from start to finish, it's a pleasant customer experience, a driver experience, a business experience all around.
And how much would I be paying for, let's say, 1 or 2 hours to move something?
We have a built-in price into the app that's $40 an hour and 75 cents a mile. So a two-hour move, and granted, our timing is on a regression algorithm, so the second hour is a little bit cheaper than the first hour. So a two-hour move could be roughly $70, $80. We've done a little over 120 transactions, and the average has been $42.
And we've been talking with Brian Foley, Adam Jacobs, and Russell Tuckman of Buddy Truck, a new app that helps you find people to help move your stuff around the city. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.